everyone. Welcome to Psychic Everyday Radio, and I am your host, Chris Cahill. Hello, hello. I am so happy to be back this week. It is, well, it's Wednesday, the usual showtime here at skidrowstudios.com. When my show happens at 7 o'clock Pacific time every Wednesday for an hour, and I'm going to talk about being psychic and psychic things and giving psychic readings and all the rest of it. So you're listening at skidrowstudios.com. And just a reminder, you can also watch us live stream just on our site. We have a live video button. Just go click that and you'll be able to see the show. And I'm waving at you right now. And thank you for coming back. If you are a returning fan of my show, I've been hearing from a lot of people lately and I'm thanking you for that. It's a very special week. First of all, it is Wednesday, February 12th. So that means that Valentine's Day happens in 2 days. And second of all, I'm really grateful to announce that I'm not sick anymore and I'm finally not coughing. Yay, maybe a little, but not bad. I feel amazing. And third of all, my mother-in-law is here, Barbara Olkin. She is in the studio. Mindy has sweetly allowed her to sit in the booth. So Barb's back there in the booth and they're all looking at me. Hey, you guys. Hi, Mindy. How are you doing this week?
Good. How are you?
Good. How you hanging with my mother-in-law?
It's pretty fun. She watched me wolf down my food and now we're excited for the show.
And you watched her wolf down her wine.
Oh, yay.
There you go.
Fun cool. Night, huh?
Well, yeah, really fun. I'm really happy to be here. So thank you. You guys have fun. Yeah.
Thank you.
So it's a live show. I just proved it to you. There's other people here. It's not just me. With a recording machine of some sort. I've got actual people here. And so I'm telling you, I'll be giving readings tonight during tonight's show. You don't even know what my show is about yet because I haven't even told you. But I'm going to give you the phone number anyway just so you can keep track of it and write it down. It is 1-800-893-9562. And since I'm doing a whole month of shows about relationships and love and affinity. Last week's show, if you got a chance to listen to it or show up for it, is called Love and Affinity. And I talked about the ability of affinity and working with love and affinity for yourself and for others and so on. This week, I'm going to be talking about relationships because, of course, it's, 2 days before Valentine's Day. But relationships are not just a holiday. Relationships are something we do and have and are part of and find ourselves being drawn into or repelled from or all the rest of it and throughout our whole lives with everybody and everything. And, it's part of being alive. Part of being a human being is having relationships with people, like it or not. Whether you like people or you're one of those people who likes to say that you hate people. And I know some of you out there and I'm laughing at you. I happen to be on the side that likes people. I am definitely a people person. And that doesn't mean that I want to have relationships with every single, people I come across. Just that I really like people. I like human beings. I like what we're able to do with each other and for each other and how we can help each other and play and create and have fun. So I'll be talking about creativity in your relationships. In other words, how do you create relationships? How do you use your own creative abilities to create the kinds of relationships you want to have? Aha. That, the plot thickens immediately as soon as I start talking about that. So let's see, just a couple things. I think I took care of all the business to get started. You're at skidrowstudios.com, Real Radio on the internet. You can also listen to the show at stitcher.com. And you can watch the video and you can call me tonight. So there, love to hear from you. Now, I want to talk about this. How can you create relationships? And you might already be savvy to the fact that you already do, that the relationships you have right now in your life, you've created. You've created all of them, whether you believe me or not. But you already create relationships all the time on many different levels. Whether you do it consciously or less consciously, you already are in charge of that. And I can just hear you out there saying, wait a minute, Chris. Are you like telling me I created these relationships with these people? You know, but Chris, these people I work with, what about these people I work with? Don't tell me I created those relationships. These people are gnarly. Or what about the gnarlier ones I'm related to, Chris? You know, come on. They just happened to me. I didn't create those. Yes, you did. I'm sorry. If you're having a hard time with people in your life, I get it. It's part of being human. And we do have, you know, very challenging people that we deal with. And we cannot change them. We cannot make them be a certain way. We can't control them. And we shouldn't try, really. But every single one of those relationships that you have, on some level, you did create. There are agreements in place. Now, I've done a lot of talking about agreements in all these shows over the past year. And I think I even did a show on relationships and agreements. But every relationship you have has agreements that are part of it. You make agreements with people consciously. You make agreements unconsciously. One of the things I've been noticing over the past year or so with many of my clients and my students is that more and more people are starting to make conscious agreements. They're becoming more aware that many of the agreements they've had with people are based kind of on an unconsciousness. So let me get into that a little bit. What does that mean? If you are finding that you keep attracting the same kind of people into your life over and over and over, you're doing it unconsciously. If you're attracting people you don't necessarily, what I mean by that is if you keep attracting the same things that you don't want. You know, you might be attracting things you do want, people who are wonderful and meaningful and helpful and kind and all of that. But if you're attracting people who you always end up feeling sort of, you know, about the relationship at a certain point, or they just use you, or they're not giving, they just take, they don't give, you know, or you find you're always repeating a similar pattern, you're going back over it again and again. You have agreements to do that. You're creating a kind of repeat relationship because you're trying to become more conscious or trying to wake up about what it is, how it is that you agree with yourself that you should be treated. So that's actually kind of the core of it all. And spiritually speaking, you know, and looking as a psychic, what I will do is look and see when someone says, why do I keep attracting the same thing over and over? I'm done with this. And I'll just look and see what is that agreement that they have at a very core level to keep attracting a similar thing. They keep creating it. They're not trying to. They're trying to create something different, but they keep running into the same thing. Now, you've heard me say many times in different shows that every relationship you create begins with the one you have with yourself. And this is really true. So when you find you're creating relationships with people that are not very helpful for you, or not, it's just not doing it for you, or you hit the same pattern over and over, that's kind of based on a relationship question within yourself. You know, it might be that you have a picture within you that you're supposed to be the one who gives to everyone, or you feel guilty about how other people are in pain, or you feel like you need to kind of control, or you're trying to change people because it's for their own good. I don't know any of you out there who are moaning right now going, yeah, that sounds like me. That's kind of a thing. If you're, you know, if you really are trying to be helpful and heal somebody else, and you're trying to change them for their own good, then you're going to end up attracting a similar thing repeatedly. If you've just joined me, I want to say thank you. I am Chris Cale, and you're listening to Psychic Everyday Radio at SkidRowStudios.com. Real radio on the internet, and I'm doing a live show on creating relationships, creativity in your relationships. And I have a phone number, and I'll be giving relationship readings tonight. And my number is 1-800-893-9562. Now, first of all, getting back to that whole picture about you and your relationship with yourself and how you create that, that's the place to start. how you create your relationship with yourself. You know, we all really want to be around people who are, where we feel like we have our people, people we belong with, or who give us a hello. It's really hard to not ever be around people who see you or who really get to know who you are. If you feel like you're constantly not being seen, you know, you need your people, whoever they are. They might be in your family or they might not be. They might be in your neighborhood or not at all. It might be people you just meet at a party or by chance. And, you know, you might have built up quite a different variety of them over the years from different times in your life. And that's important. That's a hello. Somebody else being able to give you a true hello to your own spirit and to who you are. And then you feel really like you know where you belong on some level. But if you find that you keep creating relationships where you don't get that, where you're the, on the one hand, and this is a repeated thing I hear with many people, you're the one always giving, or somehow you get taken from, but you don't get to have. You're giving it away, or you're constantly trying to heal others. That's something within you. And you create a different level of relationships when you start to really look at that honestly. Now, what is it I'm expecting from a relationship? What is it I think I need to have, or I should give to the other person? And it can be a very unconscious level of that. Because again, every relationship you create begins with the one you have with yourself. And when you use your own creativity, when you realize that you already have a very powerful creative spirit, and you can use that in order to create the kinds of relationships you really do want, whether it's a love relationship or really good friendships or you know, good work situations or more, all of the above, you know, just to create more, to find more peers, more people who are really working where you are, who have that level of being, you know, doing what it is that you're doing. So you already create your relationships. And if you've been finding that you've not been getting to have what you want, then you can start to create differently. So I have some little suggestions here. You know, I always do. And one of the suggestions I have, you know, I just have this, actually a whole list I wrote down, some different ways that you can start to create. So I already kind of mentioned this earlier, hello, saying hello. Now, when I was in clairvoyant training, the main thing that we were taught in the training was what you're learning how to do is see yourself. You're learning how to really see your own spirit, know yourself. That's the most important thing. That's really what you're doing. But you're also learning how to give a spiritual hello. A spiritual hello is saying hello to the spirit of another person without judging. You know, without judging them, without needing to fix them, without solving them, just saying, hello, I see you. And I didn't really know what that meant. I kind of really didn't get it when I was, a student and then when I first graduated and I was doing a lot of work with the school. We would go and do different events and give readings. And I gave a reading to this woman and she had never had a reading before. And she really taught me a lot in that reading. She was in a lot of pain. She had just lost her husband. She was in her early 70s, and she was very, very sad. And her daughter was with her and said, you know, my mom would like to get a reading with you. And I said, okay. And it was just at some big event and it felt safe. It was a little mini reading. And I just read, you know, what I read. I don't even remember what it was anymore, but something happened. Something shifted in her. And at the end of it, she looked at me and said, thank you. I've never had that. And it was really cool. Like she was so lonely and that hello. And it was a gift to me. I felt really honored to have been able to say hello to her. Because meanwhile, the whole time I'm reading her and I'm not quite, you know, I'm pretty new at this and I'm just not doubting myself, but I'm reading the picture. I'm just reading how I was trained to read. But I could see it. I could see there was something there. And it was something shifted in her where I could see she was starting to be back on the path to herself. And I wasn't trying to make her heal or do anything different or not be in pain over losing her husband. I just wanted to say hello to her. And it was just a wonderful thing. No, you don't have to do what I do to give somebody else a spiritual hello, just a hello. You don't have to do that. You don't have to become a clairvoyant. You already are, actually, because you're human. You just really can say hello to people where they are, you know, where somebody else is in this moment. Somebody else, whatever they're going through, whatever they are involved in or they're needing to experience or however they are, whatever they're choosing, you can say hello and just, I see you. You know, hello, I see where you are. I don't need to judge that. So saying hello, the power of your hello cannot be overlooked. And then there's little sidebars in with that hello, which is, you've heard me say a few of these words a number of times, non-judgment. So if you are in judgment, and you could be in judgment of somebody but think that you're trying to do them a favor. You could be in judgment of somebody else and your attitude would be something like, well, you know, like they really would be so much better off if they just got out of that relationship or quit that job, or and you try to convince that person to do it. Meanwhile, you're in judgment of what they are going through. Now, if they've asked you for your opinion, you can give it. But if you go around and offer it unwanted, unless it looks like a pretty awful situation where you're like, I have to intervene, I need to say something. I'm just saying, you know, non-judgment, letting that person make his or her choice. And, you know, if that person is your child, of course you have to say something. Somebody under 18 and you're in charge, you know, you got to be in charge. But you can still be in non-judgment of that, of your child. So non-judgment, you know, allowing someone to be exactly where they are, like needing to do with the thing that they're doing. Here's another suggestion about how ways to create relationships, relationships you want. When I say creativity in your relationships, I'm actually really focusing on you being able to create the kinds of relationships that you want to have, you know, more consciously. Have a heart-to-heart talk with yourself. You know, really sit down and get to know you. And if you don't do that, if you are always focused outside of yourself, then it can be really easy to get sort of lost in everybody else. And, you know, the people who need to run around and fix the world, but they forget who they are. And they don't look at that. They look at everything. If everything out there gets fixed and healed and solved, then I can finally be okay. It's really funny how actually it operates the other way. We actually have the biggest effect on the earth and on each other and on healing and on creating another world, a different kind of, you know, whatever world it is you'd like to be living in, by starting within. In other words, MYOB. That doesn't mean that you don't care, that you don't offer help or do what you want to do or give, but really minding your own, you know, I mean, normally MYOB means mind your own business. I'm like, how about mind your own being? It's you being you. And when you do that, you change the kinds of relationships you have too. If you're always finding yourself going into other people's space, you know, if you're the person who's always kind of leaving your own space and sort of going into someone else's, you're going to create certain kinds of relationships and also resistance to you. And if you're able to have that communication, that fun, that intimacy, that joy with people, but then let them be where they are, you know, not need to constantly invade, then you're creating a different kind of relationship too. You're creating something more wonderful. When you have a heart-to-heart talk with yourself, you can also ask yourself the question, what kinds of relationships do you want to have in your life? They don't just get foisted upon you. You do create them. So knowing what you want to have is important. This is something I often tell people too when they come to me for a relationship reading. You know, if they're looking at, they really want to create a relationship. They're really looking at, what is the deal here? I want to find my partner. I want to find my soulmate. And one of the things I often see is that their relationship with themselves, like their heart to heart with themselves. What do they want? What kinds of experiences do they want? How do they want to be treated? When people say, get really specific and say, they work the kind of the picture of what they want in a mate from the outside, not the inside. When you work it from the outside, it kind of doesn't work as well. You know, like I've actually heard people say things to me like, well, you know, I want to meet a successful guy and he's got to make a lot of money and he needs to blah, 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 blah. And they're not saying I want him to be kind and I want him to be funny and I want him to be smart and I want to be with someone who listens and who talks and, you know, and to me, that's more important. It's much more important to say, you know, what kind of experiences do you want to have? You want to be with somebody who's just really fun or someone who likes to talk about ideas or who likes to go on adventures or who has your back, you know, who's there for you. And those are the things you're saying what you want, like what is the grounding of the relationship? And when you start to get conscious about that, and then you don't settle for less, do not, because sometimes less shows up first or it's just not what you want or it's more of the same that you're done with. Start, you know, really ordering up what you do want, being clear and conscious about it. And that's going to make a difference in what you get. Now, I got to remind you people that I'm doing a live show and I'm giving relationship readings tonight. And it doesn't have to be about a specific relationship. It can be about your relationship space or creating a relationship. You might be highly entertained listening to me go on and on about relationships, but I'm offering you a reading. And my number again is 1-800-893-9562. I am your happy psychic host, Chris Cahill. My show is Psychic Every Day, and you're at skidrowstudios.com. And I do thank you for that. This is our half hour interlude in between the first half of the show and the second half. And I want to just mention a few things. If you're new here and you just started listening to me, thank you so much for showing up. And if you've been listening for a while, thanks for that too. But a couple things, you'll find this show here every week at 7 Pacific time. And you can also find the podcast at iTunes. So if you want to subscribe to my podcast, it is free. And all you need to do is just go make a search on iTunes for Psychic Every Day under podcasts. And I have about, I think, 50 shows in the archives right now, or not quite 50, just under that. There's also the video version of the more recent shows. We have those as well here at Skid Row Studios in the archives and also on iTunes. And I have a couple of websites. My main one is chriscahill.com, and then I have another one called psychiceveryday.com. And there are blogs, there's lots of articles, lots of information. And I also have a monthly special. My monthly special is a free meditation. And the one that I'm offering for free through the end of February is called Love Yourself. And you'll find it on either my blog or my website in my shop. So just go check it out. Go find the free ones and download it. And there's lots of others to look through as well. So again, you can call me for a reading during the show. We're working on creativity and relationships. Now, to continue, what I'm doing now, going on through my list about ways to create relationships for yourself, other ways to do that, and ways that you already do, actually, because you're already spending energy, you're already using your spirit to create. And that's actually a very important part of this. When you meet new people, or you just, you know, have a spark between you and another person, whether it's a romantic interest or it's a friendship or somebody who you just, maybe someone you're working with, but you really get each other, or it's somebody who you've known for a long time, you know, someone who you grew up with, someone you're related to, there's a spiritual connection. There's a just understanding, you know, getting this person. People say it all the time. He just gets me. You know, she just understands me. We're cut from the same cloth. It's like we've always known each other. And that is the spirit. That's your spirit and another person's spirit really being able to communicate, to say hello. There is a lot of creating that happens on that level. And no relationship really goes deeply without that. When you want those friendships that you really treasure, that are very, very dear to you, that mean a lot, people you know are just, I mean, you just really like to be around that person. there's a meeting of the spirit. You know, the minds are part of it too, and the hearts and all the rest, but your spirit is really where it begins, where it starts. So, more ways to create. I was talking a moment ago about having a heart-to-heart talk with yourself. Yes, what kinds of relationships do you want to have in your life? And then what gets added to that is be honest. Be in truth. Have your truth for yourself about what it is you do want. What it is you'd really like to have. Sometimes people sell themselves short when they're creating relationships. They sell themselves short on what they think they can have, or what is available, or what they're allowed to have, or the number of people I know who kind of worry about, I'm getting old and I didn't get this relationship yet, I'm getting too old. And so they go into judgment about themselves rather than actually looking at what do they really want. And they might actually already be doing that, you know, being honest and asking. But one thing I've learned over the years is if you're really going to be wanting to be in relationship with honest people or people who are in truth, you've got to be in truth. You've got to have your own honesty, your own truth for yourself. And so if you say, okay, honestly, what I really want, this is what I really want. And then you act that way with the people you meet, you'll go further with that. You get that. You already know that. You like it when you feel like you can trust another person, because that person is also being honest with you. And that's the key here, is you having honesty with yourself. If you're telling yourself the truth, it's really easy for others to tell you the truth too. And it's hard for people to lie to you if you're not lying to yourself. That's a big one. And sometimes we lie to ourselves and we're not conscious that we're lying. I know, and I've done this many times over the years where I something happens, or somebody, you know, might need something from me, or they do something, and then I pretend that it's okay. And they might go, oh, I'm really sorry. Was that a problem? And I'll be like, no, that's fine. And I'll heal it or be nice. And I don't do that as much anymore. I'm better at saying honestly, well, actually, that doesn't work for me. You know, it's not about taking it personally or getting all bent out of shape either. It's just simply saying, what's true here? What's honest? What is it you really expect in the situation? If you're always the one who's kind of moving out of the way for others, kind of giving up your space to other people all the time and letting them take the front seat, then you'll also create relationships like that. Now, you know, it goes without saying that there's always going to be people who take advantage of you on some level or other. I don't mean that in a negative, like you're going to get taken advantage of, but we all know people who just will roll over you. You know, the tanks out there, the ones who just, they don't care. They're just going to go and do what they're going to do. And if you're in the way, they're just going to move you out of the way, roll you out of the way. I say find amusement with those people and actually learn from them, because even if they're doing something that you might not do, even if they're being ungraceful or unkind or kind of a jerk, you actually can learn from a certain level of entitlement, especially if you're one of the people who always takes the back seat, kind of gives up your space to others. There's a nice balance between the two. And if you're one of the people who always takes the back seat, believe me, you'll be attracting the tanks, the ones who wanna, you know, who are just looking for what's the easiest way to get their agenda moving forward. And that's fine. You know, it's, don't be in judgment. Don't try to fix them or change them or tell them they're convince them that they're wrong. Just move out of the way and go do your thing. If you don't play along, then you don't create that. And that's a wonderful thing too. Now, everything I'm talking about tonight has to do with energy. And that's what I talk about on this show. It's all about energy. Energy and spirit are the same thing. So when you're talking about creating relationships, it really starts with that conscious awareness of energy. And the more honest and truthful and conscious and the more clear you are with yourself about what it is you want to create, the easier it will be for you to actually manifest that. I've seen people suddenly create really brilliant romances and relationships after not having them for a long time and really getting down in the dumps about that, but suddenly deciding it is time. I'm going to have this. Now, just reminding you all, you can call for a reading. And I know I'm bugging you, but honestly, it's worth it. So the number again is 800-893-9562. And you still have time in tonight's show about creativity and relationships. Now, continuing with, how do you create wonderful relationships with the people you already know? This is not even about creating a brand new one, although this tactic helps there as well. But how do you create better relationships with, for example, people you have to deal with who are really challenging, but they're in your family or they're, you know, at your job, or they're people that you live in the same building with them and they're just not very pleasant, or they're not fun to be around. They're not interesting to you, but you have to, for social sake, put up with them and do it in a way that's peaceful. You know, you just kind of have to go and deal with this energy. This is something that I hear a lot about too from different people. Like, how do I get through the holidays? I actually had one client ask me last year, how do I get through the holidays dealing with, you know, X, Y, and Z family? And my answer is there's no perfect way, but you could start with some amusement and also some gratitude because you're not them. How's that? You're not them. And if they're being a certain way that you find really difficult or distasteful, you don't have to judge them or fix them or ignore them. You can just be like, yeah, wow, that's really something. But that's not what I'm doing. I'm going to work from non-judgment and also non-resistance. So kind of letting go of resisting. Resistance is the energy that everything sticks to. So when you're in resistance to somebody or to something, you kind of allow everything to stick. You know, it's sort of like saying, oh no, here it comes. It's going to be awful. And then it is, because you're resisting it. And resistance makes energy feel worse. So if you decide that, you know, you're going to quit resisting somebody else, you can find for yourself a fun little way, you know, some kind of an image or an idea, some sort of thing that reminds you that you are not having to take it on. I always have a picture of water rolling off a duck's back. You know, you see a duck in the water and the duck is floating and it looks perfectly fine and unbothered by any water on it. But that water doesn't penetrate or stick. It rolls off. And if you are around people who tend to, like, you just feel kind of polluted when you leave after you've been around these people, or it's exhausting, or it's a relief because now you get to get away from them. It's just, okay, these people, and they're a little toxic. That's difficult. I definitely feel for you. I know what you're talking about. But you can maybe help yourself out a little here and create something a bit different by letting go of the resistance. You know, any of the resistance you feel to those people. And you might even imagine, and I know this could be a stretch for you, but I'm just saying that you can show them love. You can have love for these people, even if you just can't stand them. Okay, I actually have one of you out there who has decided to take me up on my kind offer for a reading, and I have my first caller. Hello, you are live.
Hello, Chris, it's Gwen.
Gwen, welcome. Nice to hear your voice.
I don't want you to be frustrated, but I want you to know that your phone lines aren't working well. That's why you're not getting any calls.
Oh my gosh, because now...
Don't take it personally.
No, I won't. There's now like two callers after you. All of a sudden, everything is seeming to boot up. I owe my listeners an apology. Those of you who have been trying to call in, we must have a little glitch in the system. All right. Well, Gwen, thank you for saying that. Now, let me give you a reading.
That sounds great.
What would you, anything in particular? You know what I'm working on tonight. You've been able to hear me okay, right?
Yes.
All right, good. Well, what can I do for you?
I just wanted to see what you see.
Perfect. I'm working it from the perspective of creativity in your relationships. And so what I'm going to do, and now I've got like four callers after you, so you're right. There's all of a sudden everybody's getting through. Right on. Okay, so I'm going to work with you first and put everybody else in the background there because they're all jumping in. The picture with you and creativity in your relationships. I see this picture of you, and I know you do this, but this is the picture that just showed up. The picture of you dressed in whatever you wear when you're giving a massage. It's like in your massage training or just, but I just see you being dressed in a particular kind of uniform. Sort of, maybe it's not like a, you know, a real uniform, but it's kind of a certain look or a way of being, but it somehow protects you. There's something about how you're dressed. Like it gives you, I see it. It's like this identity you're creating, this new identity you've been creating for yourself. And it's really validating for you. You're just, you know, getting, you're just really opening it up more and more. But what this has to do with creativity in your relationships is it looks like you in present time, as you're creating more within your relationship with yourself, like you're changing, you've actually, I see you, you've kind of cut out all this energy that used to be attached to you, that used to really get in the way of your relationship with yourself. And that to me looks like exactly where you're creating most of all is this creativity within how you communicate within yourself. And also the other picture is you're showing me in this picture, I'm seeing this, that you, and I know I said it in a different way just a moment ago, but I got to describe the picture. It's like you took scissors and you went into your own space and just cut away all this stuff that you were holding on to or that was hanging from you that was really uncomfortable or you were starting to become conscious of how uncomfortable it was. And so you simplified your own space and your own ability to really have a clarity within yourself and to start embracing this new self-image, you know, this new communication with yourself. So, I mean, that's what I see you're creating as a priority right now, even though there are other things in the back burners, but this is a priority and it's having an effect on everything else. So that's the picture, Gwen.
Great. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Thank you. And thank you for being patient and for continuing to get through. Appreciate it.
Hopefully you have four more people to go through now.
I do. It's wonderful. I'm glad they all go. Yeah, it's great. Thank you.
Happy pre-Valentine's Day.
Oh, you too. Bye-bye. Hello, everybody. We just realized that we might have had a glitch here in our system. So if you've been patiently trying to call and get in, there's still time. And I see I've got three more people lined up and another one just jumped into my queue here. So I guess I'll start with you. Hi, you're live.
Hello, Chris. It's Natasha. How are you?
I'm good, Natasha. Good night. Good evening. It's nice to hear your voice again.
Nice to hear yours, as always. Of course, it's a perfect subject again.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I work in themes, and I always read the energy of it and go, well, what do I think this looks good for this month? So
absolutely perfect.
Right on. Well, what can I read for you?
Well, the only reason I didn't call, like, right away wasn't because of the phone lines, but because this subject kind of made my head want to explode. And I have so many questions. I kind of wanted to feel out or see what you felt just in general from me. And
yeah.
Also, I love the thing you said about no one can really lie to you unless you're kind of lying to yourself. And I mm-hmm. wonder if you see some things that I'm lying to myself about.
Absolutely. And I'm going to take a look at... from the perspective of creativity in your relationships and just what I see you doing with you
mm-hmm.
Along those lines. And there's this really cute picture. Okay. This is like from it's very funny how it just shows up, but the picture is that you've created as a being and this is like the sparkly fairy side of you. Cause you really are a sparkly fairy in there.
I love it.
And the sparkly fairy side of you has this little bell that rings and it's really pretty. And it's not the same thing as every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. No, this is a different whole picture. The picture is that you have like a little, it's a pretty bell, but it's not meant to be jangly or jarring. But what I see is your spirit keeps ringing the bell when you go into an unconscious picture that has you. And I see this like you go into a back room in your space that it doesn't really have an opening except back into where you are now.
Mm-hmm.
And you get caught up in old pictures. And I see you kind of getting, you chase them around and around and around, almost like being on a hamster wheel, but in this room. And you're in, it's a room where you have all these pictures and the pictures are very dark and they're very uncomfortable and they have you doubting yourself and they have you doubting your value and your worth. And they look like they're somehow associated with, I'm not blaming it on him. It's not that he gave them to you, but your father. Like there's a match. It's like you might have had a match with him spiritually, but also taken on some of that because of the matches you have in your lives and what you do and what he does and, you know, all these things.
That makes sense. He's kind of like a hamster that just runs around a wheel all day long.
Well, there you go. It looks like one, and again, not blaming him. It's not that you don't have control over this. It's that you've been unconscious to this. It's like a grief. It's like a grief you're holding on to with these old, invalidating, unhappy pictures that you're now trying to release.
What can I do to help release those?
All right, so first of all, there's your spirit. Back to your spirit ringing the little bell, because when your spirit rings the bell, you say, you wake up. It's kind of like Pavlov's dog, you know, but you're not your own dog. You're you, the being, and you in, you know, in this unconscious place, and part of you rings the bell, and then the rest of you perks up and goes, oh yeah, I gotta go back I gotta go back into the light.
Mm-hmm.
And you go back into the light, and then you're there for a while. But then something triggers it. These are your deep core things. You're working this. So first of all, I'd say forgive yourself. You're not wrong here. You're just hitting all this energy that you've got to work. You've got to figure out a way to not to figure it out. None of this can be solved. It can only be let go of.
Uh-huh.
Grounding is one of your good friends here. When you find yourself caught up in this stuff, go into a grounded meditation. Don't do something out of the body. Get in.
Got it.
And because this stuff is in your space at a deep level.
Got it.
And that's where core stuff usually is. And it's not a problem. It's not like, you know, it's rocket science. It's part of your work here as a being this lifetime.
Awesome.
So, and you're already sparkly. So your truth is that sparkle. Like it's not that any of us who are, you know, a certain way or like to be that way, that we're that way all the time. It's not about that. But the creativity you have running through you, like to a cellular level, is very healing.
I love it. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Natasha. I really appreciate you calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Hello, everybody. I am Chris Cahill, and you're listening to Psychic Everyday Radio at SkidRowStudios.com, real radio on the internet. And I've got a bunch of callers lined up, and I'm just going to be giving calls, readings through the rest of the show. So I have another one here. Hello.
Hi. Hi. Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
This is Arson.
Arson. Nice to hear your voice. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, what have you got to say? Would you like a reading, or do you have a comment?
I actually had a quick question. I love the subject, by the way. And
Thank you.
My question has to do with the relationship with yourself. Now, just to kind of get more of a clarification. When you have a relationship with yourself, are you referring to more the spirit and body type of connection, or?
Sure. You can have a relationship between your body and spirit, but also how you, the being, see yourself in this lifetime. So there's many ways to look at it, but, you know, one thing you hear me say a lot is increasing helping that communication between body and spirit. And you've got a lot of, you know, good information and tools about doing that, you know, grounding and running energy and all of those, you know, those good psychic meditation tools. But also there's the, we can, you know, get in the body, but then still be driving ourselves to be perfect or to be, you know, a certain way or not be happy within on some level. And what I'm really talking about is your communication within your own spirit. You know, what is the energy within it? And it's not something you have to kind of solve either. It's I see that you actually really do have a lot of information about this that you're working on creating for yourself, like bringing in or understanding. And, you know, and here's another way to look at it. And this is a picture I see for you. Your relationship with your creativity. This is a thing that you're, so it's not just creating your relationships, it's that you're creating a new relationship with your creativity. And you also are creative to the core. And there's a new level of it you've been working on. You know, you've created everything. You're really aware of having created what you've created, and you're becoming more conscious of it. But right now there's another level of creating, and that's a relationship. So it's kind of cool.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm being, cool. I don't think I'm being too obtuse. I hope I'm not. I'm just,
it's just more of the you know, it's easy being non-judgmental, toward, you know, other people or with other people. It's a lot harder towards yourself.
Yes, it is. You know, what's the hardest thing? Yeah, okay. But then we get to kind of laugh at ourselves too. Like, boy, I really suck and I'm going to laugh at myself for that. You know what I mean? It's yeah. Like sometimes it's just like that when everything makes you feel like you're wrong. And then you just have to decide, okay, that's enough. Enough sitting in it. New relationship.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
True.
All right.
Okay.
We might be all lit up right now and you're getting ready to take a step with it. So okay. That happens. You know. Thank you,
very
Arson.
Cool.
Thanks so much for
yeah,
listening, for
you.
Calling. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye. You too. Hey, everybody. I'm going to try to get out to all the rest of you callers, and let's see. So we'll be doing some very quick little mini readings. Again, I am very happy to be here tonight live doing a show about creativity and your relationships. So here's my next caller. Hello, you are live.
Chris, it's Karen.
Why, hello, Karen. How are you?
Hi, I called like 17 times.
Oh, my gosh.
My lucky day.
So you called 17 times, but you couldn't get through?
Yeah, it was a different message, too. It said something like, we'll connect you with our producer, and it doesn't usually say that.
Okay.
I actually went through and left a voicemail for the studio.
Maybe okay, good. I'm glad you did. That's good, and I'll make sure I tell Jeremy, too. But that's okay. Things happen. You know how computers are. This stuff happens.
Yeah, and so, everybody wants to talk to you.
They do, but at least I got to yammer for, you know, the first 45 minutes. But let me, you know, I need to give you a reading, because I have, like, all these people, and I'm going to apologize for those I may not get to the end. But how about you? What would you like me to look at?
I would like to look at the new way that I am creating relationships, whether it's with a significant other or even just friends.
Okay, right away, I'm seeing this picture of you getting ready to strike a croquet ball. You've got your mallet. You know, croquet, right? Like, did you ever play croquet as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
The lawn game with all the...
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, all the colors. I just remember loving the colors of the different wooden mallets and all this stuff. But that's the picture is you are aiming. Like, you've got a really great shot into the goal where you want to aim this ball. And you're really being specific about it. And I see you being very clear, even though the grass is kind of deep and... It's hard to really see the ball clearly in the grass, but you're being really clear. I just see you drawing lines for yourself, like trying to create. And this looks like some of what I was talking about earlier, being more conscious about the kinds of relationship agreements you are making with other people. And also some of what I was saying earlier, too, about really wanting to be with people who know how to give a spiritual hello. You're tired of surface. You're tired of just, like, eating the pizza topping. You want the whole pizza. That's a picture, Karen. But it's true. I mean, you are making new inroads, and I just see that there's a clarity. I see you taking your time. It's not needy. You know, it's not you needing to either show up as being... you know, the world's biggest healer or the friendliest or any of that, but kind of really getting your space or taking your time. It looks like a lot of this has to do with you really having your space more. And you will create different relationships as a result. It looks beautiful.
Excellent.
Well,
excellent.
Thank you for your patience, too, and thanks for the information. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you,
Chris. You have a good night. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
I'm really sorry to those of you who will not get a reading tonight. I do have room for another one or two. And so we'll take the next person who just shows up. You'll be popping into my dock in a moment here. And here you are. Hi, you are live on the air.
Hey, Chris, this is Lori.
Lori, how are you? Hey, how are you doing, Lori?
I'm really well, thank you. Yeah, calling from Laguna Beach.
Wonderful.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're a little hollow sounding, but I can hear you. You
okay,
look like you sound like you're coming from far away, but it, yeah. So what can I do? Yeah, we've only got a few minutes here.
Okay. Well, I guess when you were talking about bringing creative relationships to yourself or attracting that to you.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if you could look at that and
yes, absolutely. I'll take a look at the picture. The first picture I see with you is this picture of you, and I don't know what this means yet. I don't get, you know, but I'm just going to read it. The picture is you're wearing this really beautiful, long, kind of olive velvet cloak. You know, it's really, it's beautiful. It goes from, it goes from your neck and it covers you. It's like a long cape, but it's a cloak. It covers you down to the earth. So you're really, and it's gorgeous. It's like a very, I love the color. I want one. But it's this lovely green, olive green, but it's connecting you to the earth. But I see that it has a lot to do with, there's a mystery, something you're working on spiritually, kind of like having a mystery for yourself, but also that you're allowing yourself some space. It kind of looks too like a really elegant way of having up a sign that would say, "This site under construction, please pardon our dust." It's like, not that your body's under construction, but it looks like it's you in general, you, your spirit and your way of doing things and how you're kind of, it looks like you're rebuilding and the level of creativity and relationships, you know, relationships in general. And it's this, please pardon, like it's sort of a protection thing, but it looks really beautiful. But the main thing I see, and I keep wanting to say, is it's mystery. There's a level of female, your female energy and female mystery, or your mystery, and that's it's an elegance. It's allowing, one of the things you're working on with creativity and relationships is allowing yourself to be, to have your female energy the way you want it to be. You know, so that not so that you are having to kind of step outside of that to take care of others, but that you get to have it the way you want it to be. And you're working on what that means. So that's the picture. That's what I'm looking at. You probably need to get a cloak like that. It would look great on you.
Oh, my God. Okay. Thank you so much. That rings so true. I can't even tell you.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Thank you.
Thank you
so much for calling and listening tonight.
Yeah.
Take care.
Happy Valentine's
Day. You too. Happy Valentine's Day. Bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody. I will try to jam one more little reading in tonight. And this is going to be short. So whoever is just about to show up in my doc, you. Hello there. You are live. Hi. Can you turn off your radio? Hello. Oh, they're gone. That was interesting. Oh, well, sorry, people. Okay, another one's going to show up in a moment. So just letting you know, I'll be signing off in under 3 minutes. So if I get to do a quick little mini reading here, and yes, I do. Yes. Hi, you're live.
Hey, Chris, this is Ned.
Hey, Ned. Nice to hear your voice again. How are you?
And nice to hear your clear voice without any coughing.
Oh, me too. Thank you, Ned. I'm really happy. But I got to tell you, I only have like a minute here. So tell me, what can I look at for you?
Well, that's it. I just wanted to pass along to everybody that, hey, Chris, is sounded good this evening.
Oh, you're so sweet to do that. I appreciate it, Ned. That's really nice of you. You don't want a reading, huh?
Well, so on to your closing.
Oh, you're really kind. Well, you have a wonderful Valentine's Day and a great week, and, you know, just go and have a healthy one yourself.
You too.
Thank you, Ned. You are the kindest. Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Now I really am going to sign off in just a minute. I appreciate all of you who had the patience and called in tonight when we had a little glitch, and thanks again. Normally that doesn't happen. Let me just say hello real quick to this last person. Hi, you're live, and I may only have a second for you. Who's this?
Hi, Chris. It's Bonnie.
Bonnie, I'm really sorry. I got to sign off in like a minute, but I really want to thank you for calling
in. Isn't that crazy? I started calling you early. I think there might have been like some problems.
We had a little glitch. Well, look, call me next week, and call me first, and I'll get you in first.
Well, I'll try again.
All right. Thanks so much, Bonnie. Good night.
All right. You take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. I am about to sign off from another week. I just want to say a couple things. Thank you, Skid Row and Jeremy and Mindy. And thank you, Barbara, for being here tonight. Thank you, all of you, for listening. Again, if you want to learn more about me or my show or my work, what I do, you can go to my website, chriscahill.com, also psychiceveryday.com. You can subscribe to my free podcast on iTunes, Psychic Every Day. I have a mailing list, and you can find that on my website. And also, I am now accepting sponsors and support for my show, and you can find that on my website as well. So if you want to help be part of this show or help make make this show happen, you can, you know, write to me there and let me know. But I look forward to talking to you again next week for another live show. Have a great week and a happy Valentine's Day to you. Bye-bye.